This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a summary of two articles on oncology published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on March 8, 2013. Low triiodothyronine syndrome as a predictor of poor outcomes in patients undergoing brain tumor surgery, a pilot study. A clinical article by Adomas Bunevicius and colleagues. Accurate prediction of outcomes after brain tumor surgery remains challenging. The low triiodothyronine syndrome, also known as low T3 syndrome, is characterized by decreased concentrations of triiodothyronine, that is T3, in the absence of overt thyroid disease. It is a well-defined biomarker indicating poor prognosis in critically ill patients. In 90 consecutive patients undergoing elective brain tumor surgery, the authors assessed the direct association of perioperative low T3 syndrome with clinical outcomes and with symptoms of depression and anxiety. Before and after surgery, patients were evaluated for thyroid function and for symptoms of depression and anxiety using the Hospital Anxiety and Depression Scale. At discharge, clinical outcomes were evaluated using the Glasgow Outcome Scale. The authors found that after brain tumor surgery, free T3 concentrations decreased and the proportion of patients with low T3 syndrome increased from 38% to 54%. Perioperative low T3 syndrome was associated with a 5-fold increased risk for unfavorable clinical outcome, and this association was independent from demographic and clinical characteristics, including the histological diagnosis of the brain tumor. The presence of low T3 syndrome before surgery was also independently associated with a 4-fold increased risk for preoperative depression. The authors concluded that low T3 syndrome predicts unfavorable outcomes. Depressive symptoms and its diagnosis and preoperative management should be considered in neurosurgical brain tumor patients. Imaging detection of endolymphatic sac tumor-associated hydrops. A clinical article by John Anthony Buttman and co-authors. Recent evidence suggests that contrast-enhanced delayed fluid attenuated inversion recovery, or FLAIR magnetic resonance imaging, can be used to detect endolymphatic hydrops in inner ear disorders. The authors applied this imaging technique in von Hippel-Lindau disease patients with endolymphatic sac tumors to determine if it could be used to detect tumor-associated hydrops. Tumor-associated hydrops has been proposed as a mechanism of endolymphatic sac tumor-associated audiovestibular morbidity. The authors found that patients with clinical findings indicative of hydrops had findings on contrast-enhanced delayed FLAIR MRI consistent with dilation of the membranous labyrinth or endolymphatic hydrops. The authors conclude that non-invasive MRI detection of hydrops can permit early detection of endolymphatic sac tumors in von Hippel-Lindau patients. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.